ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here。
四字熟語
Lesson 16. Don't get confident until you read this. Now, Sakura-san, what are we doing in this series?
We are taking a look at 四字熟語, which is
Japanese idiomatic phrases.
はい。
And we take a look at the four kanji characters that make up these phrases,
そうですね。
to give you some insight into how Japanese people think. So today we have two great phrases. As always, always have the great phrases.
はい。
The first phrase is
油断大敵.
Don't get overconfident yet. Stay sharp.
油断たいてき油断大敵
Let's take a look at the four kanji characters that make up this word.
油
Oil
断
Severance
対
Big
敵
Enemy. Let's take a look at the two kanji character compounds that make up the four character kanji compound. The first two
油断
This literally means to run out of oil, for an oil lamp to run out of oil. And in turn, it means
to drop one's guard or to be careless.
So if the oil runs out, it's kind of your fault for not keeping the oil supply up.
そうですね。
So to drop one's guard. The second two kanji character compound is
大敵
Arch enemy, great rival. So to be careless or let one's guard down and an arch enemy, the forecast isn't good.
そうですね。
Let's put them together.
油断大敵
and means your carelessness or dropping your guard would result in your failure in most cases, or it is your enemy you should be most cautious about.
So 油断 is 大敵
So. Let's take a look at the usage.
It's often used as a warning phrase to caution against being careless or being overconfident, such as in 油断大敵
Don't be overconfident.
So, so, so.
Keep your guard up.Or, in the context where you're talking about someone's failure as a result of his or her carelessness, you can say,
油断大敵だ
You should have been more careful. Let's take a look at some sample sentences. First we have,
油断大敵気をつけないとすぐに太るぞ
Don't get overconfident yet. Be careful, or you'll gain weight soon. So it seems like this person is just coming off a diet.
そうですね。
And maybe, look how good I look.
そう。油断大敵
Don't get overconfident.
そう。
Don't buy that size 6 just yet. Or for guys, 32. Okay, what do we have next?
油断大敵勝敗は最後までわからない
Don't get overconfident yet. You can't tell the outcome of the game until it's over.
So if you're doing well and you think you have won, you can't tell until the last minute.
Maybe we can kind of relate the phrase, it ain't over till it's over.
Oh, in cases like this.
Where it's a game.
Yes, yes, そうですね。
You know, oh, it's 10-0, we're gonna win.
そう。
Hey, it ain't over till it's over.
Exactly.
いいですね。Okay, and the last one we have.
痩せたのにまたすぐに太ってしまった。油断大敵だ。
I succeeded in losing weight, but I gained weight again soon. Idleness is the devil's workshop. So here we have an equivalent metaphorical phrase in English.Idleness is the devil's workshop.
Ah, そうですね。
I should have been more careful. And much like we took, it ain't over till it's over. This phrase can be adapted depending on the context and usage.
Yes.
Seems like you can use it a lot, and especially in spoken Japanese.
そうですね。油断大敵。油断大敵だよ。
Don't get overconfident. Don't get cocky. I like this one. This is like a pessimist. If you're a pessimist, you'll probably use this phrase a lot.
ah, そっか、そうですね。
All right, next we have
自画自賛
Self-admiration, self-applause To talk up one's own achievement or work
自画自賛 自画自賛
Let's take a look at the four characters that make up this phrase
自
oneself
画
picture
自
oneself
賛
praise Let's take a quick look at the two kanji character compounds that make up the four character kanji compound. And I think it's going to be pretty self-explanatory here.
そうですね。 自画,
one's own picture.
自賛,
it means to write your own comments in the blank about your work and compliment on it. So to give yourself a self-review.
そうですね。そうそうそう。
Judge yourself. So we put it all together and we get
自画自賛,
to praise oneself, to compliment oneself. There's a similar expression,
手前味噌,
which means to admire the taste of one's own homemade miso. You're probably familiar with miso soup. And this kind of turned into?
To talk up one's own work.
I think this is good, but I have a feeling that the Japanese nuance is cocky.
そうですね。
Now, let's go over the usage. Sakura-san?
It can be used as a suru compound verb. 自画自賛する.
And it means to compliment oneself on one's own work. Or you can also say,
自画自賛になりますが.
As kind of like a preemptive or a preliminary remark, when you want to say something that sounds kind of like self-admiration. I don't mean to brag, but... Okay, let's take a look at the sample sentences. Sakura-san?
妻は自分の料理をいつも自画自賛する.
My wife always talks up her own cooking. Not bad.
Not bad.
Next we have?
父は自分の撮った写真を自画自賛した.
My father always praises or kind of brags about... Can I say brag? Because brag is kind of a negative nuance to it.
そうですね. It can be used in that kind of way as well. If you're talking in a negative way, 自画自賛した. In that case, brag, ne? でも, just 自画自賛した. He's praising his own work.
So, my father's always praising photos he takes. And finally we have?
自画自賛になりますが、これは大発明だと思います.
I don't like to toot my own horn, but I think it's a great invention. I like these expressions.
そうですか?
Pretty good expressions.
いつも自画自賛していますか?
いや、そのことないですけど、でも I kind of like these. Okay, again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, you can see the characters. And it's very, very important to see the characters to kind of visualize what we're talking about in the lesson. See the characters and see their usage and see how this idiomatic phrase develops from the words. In doing so, it would really help. After doing that, leave us a comment. We'll get back to you, letting you know if you use the phrase right, letting you know if it needs a little tweaking, and we'll be more than happy to correct it.
はい。
So stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a comment.
またね。